Tracy Smith of Fish and Game played a key role in organizing the event. She explains,
"This is our Rehabilitation and Habitat Protection Workshop. This is an annual event we host throughout the Mat-Su Valley. We also have it in Kenai, Fairbanks, and also the Anchorage area through our partnership program through the Department of Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service."
And are you part of Fish and Wildlife Service?
Yeah, I'm Franklin Decker. I'm a hydrologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
As a fish and wildlife person, tell me a little bit about the technical aspect of what you're planting here.
Sure, yeah. We're using natural materials to do a bioengineered stability to the bank, and we're using things like willow cuttings, so dormant willow cuttings placed into the bank, core logs, which are kind of coconut fiber, which keep the toe of the bank in place, and we stack the willows on top of that. We have some soil burritos, which are brush layers, which are coconut fabric that we put soil inside, and that'll keep the bank stable until those roots take hold. And what's really keeping the bank together with this method are the natural roots of the willows.
Oh, it looks like we have some local vegetation here, the willow. Now, is this here local?
It sure is. This is actually harvested on an adjacent landowner's property that was going to be doing some scrubbing out and brushing out his property. So we're able to actually harvest the veg mat, which has native sedges, so things like willow and alder and wild rose. And so everything that has a really good, dense root mat. And so that root mat is critical to help stabilizing our bank.
Katie asked Franklin,
"How long do you think that'll take hold?"
There'll be some, you'll see leafing out this year, by next year there'll be roots that are in taken off of those willows.
Well, fantastic. Well, it looks like it's a real collaboration of work here.
It is. And for our workshop, these are all different federal agencies and state agencies and actually local contractors and different inspectors. We have borough personnel here, too, is all participating in a free class that we offer annually. And it gives different entities. So we had 35 people out participating in our class in the classroom over at the library yesterday. And then here's our field on-stream application process.
Well, what a wonderful collaboration of a lot of people with a lot of knowledge and a lot of talent.
Landowner Jerry McCann, who attended the workshop, explains some techniques that she learned from Tracy Smith.
She told me about this process where you do the cabled spruce trees and the willow and the natural way to actually produce fish habitat and increase the fish in the area and at the same time protect the bank. Tracy was in the classroom yesterday saying just how quickly, as soon as the water is slowed down by the spruce trees and the willow, that the fish fry come in and they have a safe place to grow.
Tracy goes on to explain the importance of habitat.
The big thing here is that we want to increase in-stream habitat for juvenile fish. Resting areas, pockets where they can rest, also pockets where aquatic insects can actually gather and they can actually forage and eat at the same time. So it's a good thing. And then also it's a win-win for the landowner. Not only is it providing fish habitat, but it's also providing bank stabilization.
At the end of the day, Jerry provided a barbecue for all involved. She said,
"Well, when you bring together entities that are normally polarized and they have opposite views, you have DNR, DOT, Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, permitting from the Mat-Su Borough, engineers, all coming together, realizing that they work together in unity, they can get so much more done."
The project could not have been completed in one day's work without the machinery and expertise of a company from Kenai called Morris Landscaping. Catherine Inman of Mat-Su Conservation Services says, "If you want big fish, you have to help the little fish." For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.